can't believe it won.
And you still got people out there with double masks and face shields and shit. Look into it.
You can tell it's real because it looks so fake.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Look Into It. God damn. I just decided, you know what? So much has happened since Alex Jones has been on my podcast last. I just fucking text him. It's like, dude, let's do this shit. Let's do a podcast now. Let's fucking do it out of order. Let's just fucking go. The man, the myth, the legend, fighting for you, fighting for me, fighting for the Constitution, fighting for the world. Alex motherfucking Jones. What's up?
Wow, I better do good with that incredible intro. And I do have some amazing news for you, Eddie. You don't need me to tell you this. I'm totally white-pilled. The entire world's waking up. Nobody's buying anything the power structure says. All their attacks on me have only made what we're doing bigger at InfoWars.com. And so as negative as some things are, that's what you should expect being a revolutionary. And so a lot of major league exciting things are happening, and tyranny is in a lot of trouble.
Do you think Elon Musk is legit?
He's 100% trying to take over the New World Order. He's 100% seeing their dying, corrupt system, and now what they're doing is unpopular. So he's coming in opportunistically, bare minimum. He may be doing it for the right reasons, I don't know. But he's definitely destroying them with these Twitter files. He's definitely exposing they suppress the truth about COVID and the poison shots. He's definitely absolutely devastating them and election meddling and election theft and everything else. So, yeah, Elon Musk is literally beating their brains out politically. But is he doing that to take over from them, or is he doing that to stop them?
Yeah, you would think, like, you know how the New World Order works. You're the grand master of anti-New World Order knowledge. He's so deep with isn't Tesla financed by subsidies from the government? I mean, he's faking SpaceX shit. He like faked the car launching into space. I mean, how could he not be deep state?
Well, let's ask that question. Definitely in the past with Neuralink and AI and the electric cars that cause more carbon than regular cars and all of that, he was their darling. And now why is he totally turning against them? Because they've got a larger plan, or he realizes they're weak and he's about to take them out. Regardless, he's definitely hurting them bad. They're legitimately scared with him coming out against Fauci, saying Fauci should be in prison. They're legitimately scared of the FBI running Twitter, which wasn't just Twitter, it was all the other big tech. This is the one company where somebody's gotten control. So bare minimum, he's blackmailing them with all the information he's got. So he's definitely got big, giant huevos the size of elephant balls.
There's people out there that think, I mean, nobody knows anything for sure. Nobody knows who's legit, who's fucking a deep state puppet, a fucking shill. Nobody knows. But what do you say to those people that are saying, oh, Elon Musk, he's a deep state puppet. He's just, it's a distraction because he hasn't even talked about the backdoor portal that Twitter has with the government. How come he hasn't talked about that? The government and it's still intact and it's still working. It's still functioning. Right. What do you say about that?
There is that portal, and I think he has actually talked about it. I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear. I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk. I don't trust Elon Musk. I'm just saying 5 years ago, I thought he was bad. 2 years ago, I thought he was neutral. He's moving in the right direction. We can question why he's moving in the right direction. The system's failing. He knows that they can't stop us. Whatever it is, he's moving in the right direction, and he's definitely got a lot of deep staters scared. So absolutely. Is he gatekeeping how bad it really is? Absolutely. But is he bringing a lot of it out? Absolutely. So here's what we know. There's a deep state war going on, and there's always deep state wars. Look at Julius Caesar, and he's the dictator of Rome. And then he's got a bunch of senators that come and stab him to death. So there's a new world order that's ongoing and lying to us and engaged in all this fraud. It's there. The question is Elon Musk trying to basically murder Caesar and become the new Caesar? It is, I think, guaranteed that's going on. He's definitely trying to take over. What his motives are, let's not trust him. But see, almost everybody's saying he's a shill. He's from the system. It's a double cross. Well, that's, I think, a given. My issue is I see real fear in the power structure and him doing really big maverick moves, which regardless is going to really mess up the deep state. So smart money is he thinks they're weak. They're like on average 80 years old. He's taking over.
Is it possible that he's waking up and maybe all the shit he did before, he was just going along with it because he thought he was doing the right thing. You know, he thought, and then like, is it possible that someone that deep can wake up and
let's talk about it. Trump is 100% real. Now, okay. 100% egomaniac, 100% pigheaded, like a lot of us are that are leaders. He really wants to be president. He really wants free market. He really wants prosperity. He wants the whole world to be like Las Vegas, basically, at its peak. He went to Kim Jong-un and said, why don't you have a bunch of hotels and stuff here instead of war? The deep state hated him because he actually wanted to be president and didn't want to be under these round tables and these consortiums control. That's why they hated him. And so it's the same thing. Elon Musk knows a free internet or a freer internet is going to be much more popular. So why shouldn't he support something like that? If everything else is controlled, if he's even halfway free, that makes everybody come to where he's at. That's where the fun is. And so from an opportunistic vision, he sees a stale, stagnant elite collapsing, the public waking up to him. So wouldn't it be good for him to pose as the superhero, as Superman, as the savior, and get all the power and the love at the same time? I think that's the cynical view. That's probably what's going on. But also, if he has hundreds of billions of dollars, but everything collapses and civilization's gone, where does he spend that money? And so that's always the paradox of authoritarians. Do they want a big, successful, glittering, powerful thing they run with a lot of freedom for folks, but they're still in control? Or do they want the leftist, everybody's poor, we want to keep you poor, taking fentanyl and dying because we're scared of competition and we're scared of people having fun? And so a powerful authoritarian who's confident says, I'll let you guys all have fun and compete to a certain level, but I'm still in charge. Okay. Whereas the really chicken shit authoritarians like the left, they want everybody eating shit, living at subsistence level, living in a tent because that makes them feel powerful. So you have chicken shit elites that don't want power rising because they don't think they can ride that wave. Whereas you have people like Trump or Elon Musk say, no, I can ride that wave. So I'm not scared, like Kennedy said, about a rising tide raising all ships. So the question is Elon Musk that person? He's what we all want. We'll see if that's actually the case.
Now, when it comes to billionaire, like it seems like we're dealing with billionaires here. Elon Musk, Kanye West, Donald Trump, you know, fucking who, Jeff Bezos. We're dealing with these billionaires. And, you know, Donald Trump, for instance, people who hate Donald Trump but are red-pilled, they'll say, oh, he's a Zionist shill. He's controlled. The banks own him. The banks control him. He's part of the deep state and all that. And I think like Donald fucking Trump, it's hard for me to imagine that there's somebody that has power over Donald fucking Trump. You know what I mean? Because I think once you hit a billionaire status, like you don't want anybody controlling you. I know people that have like $2 million. Nobody controls them. They're like, the more money you make, like, unless you're like, you got like $100 million from like the NBA or you're a rapper and you owe Interscope or something, then you got all this money, but you owe motherfuckers. You know, I mean, maybe that's why it's
billionaire. No, you just said it. I was about to say it before you said it. The more money and power you get, the more you want to be in control of it.
Yes.
Because you realize the money means nothing if you don't have the power. So, most of the billionaires are in these councils that combine their power to get more power, but they're still all jealous of their power. But if you're an Elon Musk or a Trump, you realize the real power is being a maverick and challenging that. Yeah. So when everything's already basically set, You've already got the high rises. You've already got the private jets. You've already got all the women. You've already got $50 billion in the bank. The only thing left is now power. But you don't get power going to a council like Trump would try to do, or buying politicians like he admitted in the debates. He said, I bought all these politicians. You get real power by being a maverick at that point. And so that's basically like take Julius Caesar. He saw the rotting Roman Senate, a bunch of corrupt back scratchers. Rome was already decaying. And he said, screw you, I'm taking over. Wasn't that he was a good guy, but he did launch Rome on its most powerful arc for a while. And so, yeah, it's not that Trump or Elon Musk are good or bad. They are shaking up the system because they're not following all the globalist orders. They're opportunistically manipulating parts of it, and they're pulling the levers, and they're in there, but they think they can play the game better than all the other billionaires. So the billionaires you see that are dominating, that are winning elections, that are being attacked, whether they're good or bad, the elites hate them because they've got control of the levers, and the elites don't like that.
Now, the one thing about Team Demon and Team Freedom, the big advantage Team Freedom has over Team Demon, obviously, is the truth, right? The truth has a lot of cardio. It lasts a long ass time. Propaganda dies quick. So, and also Team Demon, it's a bunch of fucking criminals, a bunch of people that have been in prison, a bunch of fucking just evil motherfuckers.
They're always scamming each other. Nobody
exactly. They can't trust each other. They're probably, you know what I mean? So Team Demon, it seems like if you read the paperwork, it's impossible. It's impossible for them to win.
Exactly.
They can't trust each other.
I mean,
they're going to backstab each other.
You've seen, Eddie, that meme that says, hard times make strong men, strong times make good time. Start over. Bad times, dangerous times, destructive times make
strong men.
Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. And
exactly.
So it's a cycle. Yeah. And so that's how this works is there was freedom in a lot of open societies. There was always corruption. But people, if you screwed around 200 years ago, people kill you. And everybody's word was what mattered. That was the social credit score. So a lot of crap didn't get put up with. But with computers and modern society and the emasculation of males, the last 60, 70 years, a lot of scammers got away with things. And so the scammers have kind of taken over. But now they're bringing down the society. And so an Elon Musk or a Donald Trump or a Eddie Bravo or a Joe Rogan or anybody can say, I don't like this system for my kids. Plus, I'm not corrupt. Plus, it's going down. I'm going to go ahead and challenge it. Fuck it. Let's see what happens. And so we've reached the point of people saying the social contract's broken. The system's corrupt. Fuck it. And you're not just going to see grassroots people like us saying no to it. You're going to see big fish saying no to it. And as people see Trump having success, you get a DeSantis. You get a Elon Musk. It's going to encourage more people to challenge the system. Whatever their motives are, we recognize we're at the end of a cycle. We're in the bottom of the collapse, which comes rebirth next. And so people like Elon Musk want to be part of that rebirth. He sees where the cycle's going. He knows all this other stuff's going to get destroyed. He better whether he was good or bad before, because he kind of rode in on the end of the corruption, but he's smart enough to jump off that wave as it's dying and jump on the new wave.
Alex, look how bad that is. Come on, dog. I know you believe in round earth, but come on, that's not earth. That this is so bad. This is so bad that the first thing Elon Musk said in the press conference after this, they asked him, hey, Elon, how long are we going to keep contact with your car in space? And he said, well, I think it's ridiculous and impossible. And you could tell it's real because it looks so fake. That's the first thing out of his mouth. After this historic event where you launch a car into space and you videotaped it and it's supposed to go around the sun in a 1 billion year orbit, everybody fucking just, they bought it. They just ate it up like COVID. They ate it up. Look at this fucking car. They ate that shit up like COVID. It's ridiculous. Oh, no, that's fake though. That's like super, super fake. That's obviously fake. This is, they're trying to pass this off as real. They're trying to pass this off as real. Alex, you still there?
Yeah, I'm just listening to you, Eddie.
Okay. I thought, damn, usually you cut me off.
I'm not mad at you.
Usually you cut me off.
You
know that's fake. You know that's fake. Yeah. Al. Look at that, Alex. It's fake. That's fake. It's look at that.
Can I just say something?
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Can I just say something?
Okay.
Can I just say something?
Hey, play that Elon Musk clip from the press conference, please, Hibbler, once Alex is done saying what he wants to say. Say it, Alex. You know that was fake.
We all know planets. We know planets are real because your dojo is named Kid Planet.
They're in the sky. No, they're in the sky. We're not saying that shit you're looking up at isn't there. Nobody's saying it's not there. Nobody's saying that. It's there. They're just not telling us what it really is. That's what's going on here. We're not on a ball, Alex. We're on some fucking plane. We're like in a lake, like a prison lake, and there's probably a bunch of lakes. We're probably...
All right, listen. We're going to play this clip in a moment. Can I just say something?
Listen to this real quick, and then you can say... Listen, look at the first thing he said.
Well, I think it looks so ridiculous and impossible. And you can tell it's real because it looks so fake, honestly. We'd have way better CGI if it was fake.
Look at the body language.
And, you know, the colors all look like kind of weird in space. There's no atmospheric occlusion.
Making shit up.
Like, everything looks too crisp. But we know we didn't really test any of those materials for, you know, is it space hardened or whatever, you know? So it just has the same seats that like a normal car has. It's just literally a normal car in space, which I kind of like the absurdity of that.
Come on, that's it.
On the deck.
You can cut that. Alex, what do you say about that? Can you tell from his body language that it was full of shit?
You know, Eddie, I love coming on your show. You're my favorite person out there. But you understand, this is like when I had Ye on. All he talked about was Hitler.
Okay, no
all
more
you'll talk about is the earth being flat.
Damn Tripoli and I are coming to your town. Catch us on the road doing tinfoil hat comedy. Follow me on Instagram at tinfoil hat comedy night. September 8th, we'll be in Dallas, Texas. And September 9th, Austin. Go to samtripoli.com for more information and to buy your tickets. See you on the road.
No.
I wasn't even going to talk about that. It just kind of slipped into it. Because we're talking about Elon, and Elon's all about SpaceX launching fucking people into Mars.
And here's the deal. I'm happy to talk about flat Earth all day. I don't fucking know. All I'm saying is we're right back to this.
Yes. Okay.
And obviously, part of that CGI when the car goes flying off, you know, you can shoot an ICBM from Texas all the way over the North Pole and hit Russia. And
have you ever done that? Have you ever done it?
Yes, one time I flew on top of an ICBM.
Okay. It's like when you ask an astrophysicist, any astrophysicist in the whole world, anyone, say, how far is the sun from the moon? They're going to say 93 million miles. It's not like they did an experiment to check that number, if it was right. It's just they read it somewhere, and that's it. They just read it. No astrophysicist in the world has figured out that the sun is 93 million miles away. It's something like when you look into it in 1961, NASA has this fucking laser pointer. They pointed it to the moon.
Hey, Eddie, are you telling me you're not on the surface of the moon right now?
No, actually, I am. It's just a front that the flat earth thing is just like what do they call it? To poison the water. What do they dilute the or whatever? But anyways, enough of flat earth. Okay. The earth, we're in a ball, dog. We're spinning fucking a trillion miles an hour. We're on a ball, out of control. There's no God. There's no Satan. We're done. Okay, we're dust. Now I want to talk a little bit about the Kanye appearance. Like, after looking back now at that whole thing, I mean, you guys went off for 3 fucking hours, dog. I was on a road trip listening to the whole thing. Crazy shit. That was the most entertaining podcast of all time, dog.
I got to say, I love the Zionist. I love the people that blocked my bank account, because God runs the world and uses everyone. There's a power structure under God that starts with the 1,000-year-old families such as the Medicis. Then it goes to the Vatican, which is in bloodline to Peter, not Paul. Then it goes to the financial groups, BlackRock, Vanguard, and then to the governments, where we can go into Putin territory And then it goes to Hollywood, the Rahm Emanuels. That is the first smokescreen to get past. And we're just breaking down those smokescreens.
Looking back at it now, what do you think about it?
Let me just say, I think you and I's appearances on Joe Rogan are better.
You think? Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you had Kanye fucking exposing, like, Hollywood, and it was crazy. It was like, what?
It definitely got a billion views.
Did the internet delete that episode from your website?
No, it's on the website.
Okay, so no one went after you for it?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, I didn't know they were going to do that. And it's kind of like you and Flat Earth. I'm not against covering Flat Earth. I said, can we not spend much time on Hitler? And they said, oh, barely. We're going to barely talk about Hitler. The whole show became Hitler. And
hey, they put Hitler on fucking History Channel. There's so many Hitler documentaries out there on the History Channel. I see that shit. The dude was fucking marching through Europe, fucking dominating. I mean, like, holy shit. That's like Darth Vader. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you want to know how the fuck that happened and how he did it. So, you know, even the History Channel talks about Hitler a lot. So it wasn't that crazy.
But History Channel doesn't say they like Hitler.
Yes, I understand that. But unless, you know, I am half retarded, it sounded like he was saying, I love everybody, Alex. I love demons. I love good people. I love bad people. I love Nazis. I love fucking Muslims.
Eddie, I totally agree with you. All I'm saying is that
isn't that how we
have a lot of real issues, like war with Russia, open borders, dollar devaluation, inflation, all this stuff. And Hitler got his ass kicked 77 years ago.
Okay.
So my issue with Hitler is, why are people supporting Hitler? You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Wernher von Braun was Hitler's right-hand man, and he founded NASA, right?
And he got us to the moon.
6 times. You know what's crazy? Is Neil deGrasse Tyson was just on Joe Rogan, and he talked about the only real pictures of Earth from space are from the moon missions. And, well, the moon missions were fake, so there's no pictures then. So, but the crazier thing was he said we went to the moon 9 times, and it was 6 times. He said 9 times, and then he goes, 9 times 3, that's 3 astronauts per mission. That was 27
people. Neil deGrasse Tyson is very entertaining, but he's full of crap. And you notice, did you see Joe, though? On there, Joe brought up, who's that other talk show host he always has on?
Dr. Phil?
The guy from Russia.
The guy from Russia?
No, not Dr. Phil.
A talk show host?
What's his name?
Jordan Peterson?
No, Jordan Peterson's from Canada, not from Russia. Who's the other guy? It's
Yuri Bezmenov?
It'll Lex Friedman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what happened?
Well, did you see him, Joe, bring up Lex Friedman to Neil deGrasse Tyson?
No, I didn't see that part. What did he say?
You ought to pull it up and play it.
Rogan
brings up.
What does he say, though?
Joe Rogan brings up Lex Friedman, and Neil deGrasse Tyson is having none of it.
He doesn't like Lex Friedman? I wonder why they have a beef.
I don't know why they have a beef, but Joe is really promoting Lex Friedman, and it's a very interesting clip. Yeah, here it is.
Let me see.
Go ahead and roll that.
That's pretty good. Lex can shred. Give me some of that. You got to listen to this. Listen to this. Lex's podcast?
No.
You'd love him. He's an AI researcher.
Uh-huh.
From MIT originally, and now he's mostly doing independent work and doing his own podcast. And brilliant, brilliant guy. You would love him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got an amazing podcast, too.
Okay, so here, it's going to be in this section
here. I don't think you're interested in Lex's podcast. Seems like he's not paying attention.
What do you mean? No, hang on.
What the fuck is he doing?
Lex, no, thank you for the tip.
I'm trying to get him on, buddy.
I'm trying to get him in.
Lex actually is one of the most brilliant people I know. I think you would love talking to him.
Well, an interesting quote here from Walter Bagehot. One of the greatest pains to human nature is the pain of a new idea.
Really? That guy's an idiot. That's not the greatest pain. Someone needs to kick him in the nuts.
Dude, you see Joe Rogan.
You know what really happened
here? Did you see Joe? Right there, Joe Rogan turned on Neil deGrasse Tyson right there. He snapped on him. You see that? Dude, he just basically said that guy's an idiot.
You know why?
Because he ignored Neil deGrasse. He ignored him. He ignored Lex Friedman.
Let me tell you the secret. Joe Rogan secretly married Neil deGrasse Tyson 3 years ago in Las Vegas. They've been married. And he has left Neil deGrasse Tyson for Lex Friedman. And that was really all about, is that Joe actually married Lex Friedman a year ago in Las Vegas.
You know what? I know what you're saying is metaphoric, but it's correct. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson don't like other scientists. He wants
to be. It's a joke.
But what you're saying is right. But you could tell right there, Neil deGrasse Tyson did not want Joe pushing another scientist on him, because what Neil deGrasse Tyson heard was Joe saying, hey, I know the scientist, he could probably teach you something. And Neil deGrasse Tyson was like, fuck that, I'm number one.
Exactly, that was my joke, is that he doesn't even know how many moon missions there were. He's full of shit.
Yeah.
And he's scared to hear about other scientists. So that's my joke. Exactly. Yeah, you got my joke, Eddie. That's why, Eddie, you act like you're retarded. You're actually really smart when you actually get serious and make a joke.
Yeah. Thank you. So that happens every now and then, though.
But yeah, that's the whole point, is that Neil deGrasse Tyson is full of shit. I mean, I'm not even a scientist, but half the stuff he says is like made up. It's not even reality based. And what do you think? It's like, oh no, there's no scientist but me. I'm the smartest scientist in the world. Don't bring up somebody else. It's ridiculous. Any real scientist would want to hear what other scientists are saying and be challenged. Like the COVID thing. We're not supposed to question Fauci and the, like you said years ago, no worse than the flu, basically the flu. The virus is just another regular virus, but the shots are what are killing people. You were right, Eddie.
You were right. It wasn't me. You were the one. I didn't know.
Yeah,
shit.
But you always harp. You harp on how there was no flu in 2020 or 21, but it really was the flu. And you've been proven right. That's not confirmed.
Wait. You're saying that it's now confirmed that I was right, that COVID was just the flu rebranded?
Yeah. Now the new COVID shot is a COVID flu vaccine, both together.
They're trying to mix it together. That's how they do it. They just fuck up the timeline and just mix it all up. And then, you know, in another 10 years, it's just the flu.
Everything your government has told you about this virus is a lie.
Trust the experts. Trust the experts.
Are you afraid of the flu? Don't bother me. I mean, that's the reality of how people perceive flu. So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
Make sure you wear your mask at all times. Do your part. It is a federal crime. We catch you with that mask below your nose.
Don't ask questions.
Do what you are told. It is for your safety.
We have 33 confirmed positive tests.
COVID-19 in Thailand remains at 33.
33. There were 33 confirmed cases in North Carolina.
33. There was 33 everywhere.
I think that was red team go. I think 33 is like red team go. Everybody goes, okay, let's do it. It's time.
89% until 94% of those PCR tests are false positive.
It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that.
Everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that was the cause of the death.
We didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate,
and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is.
This isn't going to be run on CNN for a week.
No flu to be found.
You got lied to. Who fell for this shit?
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Why are we being pressured to add COVID, COVID, COVID?
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You are correct. I should not be giving these vaccines out.
You've been subject to propaganda and lies by people who are very well trained in how they do that.
Only one person in the entire state died from the flu.
So when you deny this stuff, or when you don't want to believe this stuff, you don't want to face reality, it's only hurting you.
They relied on people's ignorance.
Everybody sees what's going on. People woke up, man. They're not looking for anybody to save them. They're saving themselves.
There's your flu last year. Here's your flu this year. Literally doesn't even exist.
Now the new antigen test that are all the Walgreens and CVS's is a COVID / flu test.
Crazy, right? you know, for me, and I... Not only have I been raised on Alex Jones, and I heard the New World Order plan over and over, vaccine, FEMA camps and all that shit from you. You called this shit a long ass time.
And now they got the COVID camps. I said they're going to roll out a virus. Yeah. They're going to tell you how to take a shot. They're going to put you in camps, and they're building them everywhere. This is all just a beta test. This is all just a big drill.
Yeah. I mean, how crazy is it that, like, hashtag Alex was right is fucking huge. Like, all that shit, the people are getting in trouble for posting videos of you when you were like fucking 30 predicting exactly what was going to happen.
But Andy, how I did it was, it's in all the Rockefeller Foundation documents. And now Bill Gates a few weeks ago had another drill for this new contagion that kills mainly kids. And then now they say this imminent thing's going to kill kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fucking obvious how they, dude, the media is Satan. The media, they're the ones putting out these fucking headlines. Did, hey, if you have your air conditioning on, you're going to get a fucking heart attack. That's demonic. That's some demonic shit.
On the day that Sam Bankman-Fried is about to testify to Congress, he gets arrested. He had the head of the Securities Exchange Commission, all of his mommy and others involved, this mafia, letting him do it. Tens of billions of laundered money in Ukraine, back to Democrats. He hires Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer. All of this happens, and now he's the setup and the front guy for what the deep state was using as a money laundering operation, showing there's a lot of forces battling them behind the scenes. I'm trying to find my actual stack here.
Are they throwing him under the bus, or are they kind of protecting him? I mean, if he has Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer and just like Maxwell's lawyer, it sounds like the deep state is like saying in his ear, like, hey, we got you covered. Don't even worry about it. We got your lawyers. We're going to take care of you. That's what it sounds like. I mean,
that's what he thought. I mean, he ran off of billions of dollars. Then he got, you know, arrested in the Bahamas yesterday.
You think they threw him under the bus?
Oh, I mean, I think he might get Epstein really, really fast.
Right? Like, that's a huge one. I bet there's betting lines on that, right? The over-under, like how many days before they suicide him? Hasn't there been, I don't know what I was watching lately. It was on Jimmy Dore. You know Whitney Webb? You know who Whitney Webb is?
Hmm?
She's legit, right?
I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, she was on Jimmy Dore, and she wrote a book going in detail with the whole Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell connections and all that shit. I don't know. She seemed legit. Do you think she's
legit? No, we know they did that. I just don't know everybody talking about it is legit, because I don't know.
Yeah. But damn.
I mean, we know Epstein was running a bunch of kidnapped kids. We know they were compromising politicians. I don't know everybody that comes out about it, because it hasn't all been adjudicated. I don't know if it's accurate or not.
Yeah. It's so hard to, like, maybe Epstein's still alive. Maybe they never killed him, right? What do you think about that?
Maybe they transplanted Jeffrey Epstein's brain to Lex Fridman.
Oh man. Hey, so what's going to happen with all this shit, with all the Twitter file dumps, 2024, Trump? How do you feel about Trump? People are like,
well, we're back to that point of bare minimum. Elon Musk is upsetting the whole apple cart. He's bare minimum blackmailing the power structure. They're trying to indict Trump. Trump's already running. I mean, this is just an explosive mix of craziness.
So you're still pro-Trump?
I mean, I like Trump as a person. I also like DeSantis. I like Rand Paul. I like a lot of people.
Is Rand Paul, going to run for president too?
I think there's a very good chance Rand Paul is, yes.
I like him. I love Ron Paul. I love Rand Paul. Those guys are gangsters. What do you think about the people saying that DeSantis is, because he's getting so much support from the rhinos, that he's a rhino himself?
Well, the crew can do an overhead shot if there's anybody in there. Here's mainstream news. DeSantis announces Florida grand jury investigation to hold vaccine manufacturers accountable.
That's huge, right?
That's absolutely massive. Here it is right here.
Yeah, I saw that. That's huge. So if he was deep state, then like, why would he be doing that unless there's a good reason for it? You know, what do you think?
Eddie, I think you're right. And so I think it remains to be seen, but Trump's biggest failure is not coming out against the vaccine. Sure, they held the economy hostage. Sure, they said they weren't going to reopen it. Well, he went along with whatever they were doing. But now he needs to come out against it because it clearly was a fraud. And now DeSantis is doing it. Elon Musk is doing it. Everybody else is doing it.
You know, this is what doesn't make any sense to me, but I have a theory of why. But this is what doesn't make sense to me, right? Like Donald Trump Jr., for instance, he's so on top of the dangers of the vaccine. He's always posting stuff about it. You know, all these people dying suddenly everywhere, heart attacks all over the fucking place.
And he's his own man. He's a good guy. His dad is pigheaded, never admits he's wrong. So I know that Don Jr.'s brought it to him.
But Donald Trump has been known as an anti-vaxxer for years, right? He's had anti-vax type tweets from like 2011, 2013.
So that's the paradox. Why is Trump supporting?
Exactly. And then it's so obvious. It's so obvious that the vaccines are bad for your heart. A lot of myocarditis going on. It's so obvious. Died suddenly. SADS. Are you fucking kidding me? SADS. Sudden adult deaths. Are you fucking kidding me? The climate's giving you heart attacks. Fucking taking naps gives you heart attack. It's so bad.
They had a federal report last week or 2 weeks ago saying paranoia is causing heart attacks about the vaccine.
Yes. Yeah. It's so bad. And it's so obvious. And Donald Trump is smart as fuck. He knows it's all fake news. Why would he even, all that he does is consistently. And just a few weeks ago, he did it again. He comes out in an interview and says, remember, I'm the one who came out with the vaccine. That was my shit. I'm the one. Why would he say that when everyone's dropping dead? To me, the only acceptable answer is he's actually saying it was me that destroyed their vaccine passport plan by pushing the vaccine way earlier than scheduled. That was me, dog. I killed the vaccine passport. To me, I think that's what he's saying. Because why would he be bragging about the vaccine?
Or he won't admit he's wrong.
I don't know about that, man. I mean, he's not that dumb.
Well, DeSantis is smart. He's getting as far away as from this poison shot as he can get. Here's DeSantis right here, launching a statewide grand jury for criminal indictments of the vaccine companies. That's good. All I can say is that makes DeSantis' stock go way up.
Yeah, but still, like I could even tell by the sound of your voice, you're not 100% sure on anybody, right? Who do you think is less deep state? Or I shouldn't even say that. Who do you think is more trustworthy, Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis? Who's really for America first more? Who's into it?
Well, Trump had the election stolen from him. Okay. And I think Trump overall means well. So I'm still overall a Trump supporter. But I'm not going to cry if DeSantis or Rand Paul gets the nomination.
Yeah. Ron DeSantis just keeps doing the best shit. But again, it could be a trick. Maybe like the trick would be like, hey, you know, the best way to beat the opposition is to control the opposition. What did
like, yeah, but Trump could be that too. But I mean, we know with the the Democrats what we've got.
Yeah, for sure. Trump could be that too. 100%. Like, we don't know. All we know for sure is who are the demons. Like, 100%. We know who the demons are. That's 100%. Now, the good guys.
Yeah, Maxine Waters, demon. Yeah. Joe Biden, demon.
Yeah. That's
Barack Obama,
sure.
Demon. Yeah. You know, Schiff, demon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nadler, Schumer, Gavin Newsom, Dianne Feinstein. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, the chick who took over for him, the governor from fucking Michigan. What's her name? Whitmer or whatever.
Whitmer's a demon.
Sunday, December 18th, from Cancun, Mexico. Witness the first ever Combat Jiu-Jitsu World's Team Duel. Teams chose their five best lightweights to represent them in the premier Combat Jiu-Jitsu Tournament, all looking to win the $50,000 grand prize featuring 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu with CJJ World's Featherweight Champion Keith Krikorian, EBI CJJ Champion Ben Eddy, and Nathan Orchard. B-Team Jiu-Jitsu with CJJ World's Lightweight Champion Ethan Krellison, Nick Ronan, Kieran Kitchuk, and Damian Anderson. Team Alpha Male with Dustin Akbari, Trent Ebarb, Chad Mendez, and Sonya Dong. Plus, the super fight we've all been waiting for between CJJ World's Bantamweight Champion Elias Anderson.
Elias Anderson!
And the UFC legend making his combat jiu-jitsu debut, Uriah Faber. Which team will take home the money and the gold? Don't miss this historical night, Sunday, December 18th, live and exclusive on UFC Fight Pass.
So,
okay, so what, okay. People want to know.
No, you know what's fun? I love all the six-month-old babies. And now the government's going to authorize newborns. The 5,000, 10,000% increase in heart attacks. I love little babies having heart attacks and coughing blood up and dying. Isn't that liberal? So,
yeah, they're going to cut that out. They're going to boom. I love eating babies.
No, I mean, they are. I mean, no, I'm a liberal now. In fact, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've thought about this for a while, but I'm doing it. No one cares when I expose all this decades before. I've decided starting tomorrow.
You're going to fool China.
Listen to me.
Do it in your China voice. Do it in your China voice.
Hello, Americans. I have decided tomorrow to be for New World Order. I am going to promote Bill Gates and depopulation. So starting tomorrow, no, you think I jokey? You think I jokey, Eddie? Aha! I put you in death camp. Starting tomorrow, I am going to be pro Bill Gates, pro depopulation. I've thought about this for years, but now is the time. It's not going to be taken off air or put in prison anytime. I'm now going to start hosting my show every day as a pro-death, pro-eugenics, pro-pedophilia leftist.
Dude, that would be brilliant.
It's starting tomorrow.
That would be brilliant.
You want to join me? But you can only come on if you agree with it.
Hey, so basically people that are watching that are still fans of yours, they'll just have to decode everything and just like... Like it's the
but
opposite.
I've decided I'm doing it. It's going to be exhausting. I swear to God, starting tomorrow when I go on air, I am now. I got to come up with a character or something. But if they don't care when I'm giving them the documents and the proof, and I'm dying to warn people, I love people, I'm sick of it. Then I'm going to come on air and say, "Look, suicide's good. You should kill yourself. Go to get some Drano, drink it. Hell, jump off a building. It's so good." And I'm a Bill Gates is so right, you ugly, dumb people. There's too many of you lazy pieces of shit. Just fucking blow your heads off. I mean, this is a beautiful planet, and you ugly sacks of garbage don't exist in it. And I'm getting ready. So I'm about to
encourage unprotected sex. So that
I'm going to encourage people to push abortion. Hey, go take fentanyl and give it to your baby. It's liberal. And open the borders up and just devalue the currency and get rid of cars. And so you miserable worms will get depressed and blow your heads off. Just kill yourselves. God, I'm liberal. And take your children to convicted pedophile events and have them sit on the laps of big, fat, ugly men, because you people are even more ugly than that. So I've been trying to wrap my mind around this, but I just think the most important thing for me to do right now is be pro-New World Order.
Yeah, just like Alex Stein and Alex Strenger, when they culture jam and they go to city council. You need a character like that, but for a show, a whole show. And every segment is just super mad libtard shit.
Oh, it's like, get rid of your cows. They're evil. Starve to death. Get rid of your farm. God, it's liberal. Just listen. I want you to take shot after shot after shot. And I want you to take your children to convicted pedophiles and have drag queen story time. And I want you to put your children up on their laps. And I want you to worship them. Yeah, and I'm just trying to.
I think maybe should you take all four brands of the jab, all four of them, but for increased absorption rate, inject it right into your rectum. Because, you know, you could put a pill, you know, people who do ecstasy, they put ecstasy pills in their butt and it absorbs right away for some reason through your butt. I'm sure that if you inject the vaccine directly into your butt, I'm sure it'll be a little less hospitalizations. You won't die.
Well, yeah, no. I mean,
you won't die.
That's called the Lex Friedman method.
I love how the vaccines are for less severity. when have vaccines ever been for, like, yeah, it's not going to be that bad. You're still going to get it, but at least you won't die.
No. Vaccines are dangerous, real ones, but if they work, they work 100%. It's like this total war on reality, which I'm getting. Like, hey, clowns, you want your energy turned off? You want electric cars that don't work? I get it. It's time to murder yourselves. I don't know if I'm up to a 3-4 hour show actually being pro-evil, because it really is hard for me, but
maybe 15 minutes.
I am committing starting tomorrow.
15 minutes. You do a special.
Yeah, there will
be. Special. Like, you know, you have a
special liberal. We'll call it fairness in airtime. We'll call it fairness in airtime.
Yeah, you're trying to balance out. You're trying to balance yourself out. You know what? You should argue with yourself. Have like a split screen and you play both characters.
That's even better. I thought about that years ago. Yeah, like I'm on the screen. I take the thing, yeah.
Do you have your Chinese? That's a good character. Isn't that like a Mao Ling or what's his name? Xi Jinping? Right?
Yeah, that's Fentanyl the Dragon.
Fentanyl the Dragon. But you're basing that character off Xi Jinping?
Yeah.
Or Kim Jong-un?
No, Xi Jinping. Hey, guys, okay. Can you guys queue up a Fentanyl the Dragon club?
Yes, let's see your best one.
I don't have any crew anymore.
I want to see your best one. Or
I just caught you, American.
Do you have character? An American liberal voice? Like a whole little routine, you do nothing?
Yeah, I'm going to start wearing like a pink sweater when it's Bill Gates.
A rainbow tube top. Think about that. Tube top. Remember tube tops from 78?
Yeah.
Hey, they're coming back.
How old are you, Eddie?
29.
Now, how old are you for real?
39.
I'm 48. About to be 49. Shut up. How old are you?
I'm 52.
Wow, you're looking good over there.
What? Just because I'm fucking, because I'm lifting? Is that why? Or is it the gray beard?
I like it.
I used to dye. Do you dye your beard at all? I used to dye it black for years. And then I just got too lazy. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to grow.
Have you noticed since your hair gets gray, the women are just more out of control?
Not at all. No. The gray hair scares them away. They think you're fucking 1,000 years old.
Really? You get women are scared of you?
Oh, yeah. The women don't like me.
Well, women love me. Everybody loves Santa Claus.
Are you smoking a cigarette?
Hey, man, I didn't smoke for 14 years, but I'm like, about to have nuclear war with Russia? Fuck the world here.
I want that upper body clench. That's what I'm going after. With the underhook, looking for double underhooks. Fucking, that's a juicy-ass clench. The perfect double underhooks on your side, boom. That's all perfect. That's huge. In my game, for me, I'm like, I got this motherfucker. First fight in Abu Dhabi 2003 against Gustavo Dantas. I got right in and got perfect double underhooks. I'm like, oh my God, I had him in a lockdown, perfect double underhook, really quick. He just gave it to me. I'm like, and I was just sitting there going, oh my God, he just gave it to me. That was just off a front headlock, 100%. Push into him, you want to smash him and then jump on that leg. You want to rush him so they don't have so they're off balance. You jump on that leg, try to, you hook that leg, you're gonna take their back or put them in the truck. Either one. Does that make sense?
That lawsuit for $1 billion, that's bullshit, right? They ain't getting no fucking money, right? Isn't that, you just appeal and eventually they'll throw it out?
Well, I mean, I got $1.5 billion, but I'm not giving it to them. No, be serious.
You're gonna it's gonna appeal, and like, they just did that for show, right?
It's all show. I don't have $2 million in the bank. It's all made up. It's all totally insane. It's all leftist garbage.
And you're appealing it, though, right? You're appealing it.
Yes, we're appealing it.
And you just keep appealing it until some judge goes, okay, this is bullshit, and they throw it out, right?
Yeah, even AP this weekend said Jones was screwed over, and this is a rigged trial. The judges found me guilty, and then they had a jury decide how guilty. That's the new leftist model.
Dude, I was on stage. I did this special comedy show called Stand Up on the Spot, where you go on stage and you just improvise and you just take subjects from the audience. That's the premise. You can't use any material you've done before on stage. It doesn't always work out because you don't have anything prepared. So I went on stage, and this was right after the first initial verdict, when it was like 4 million at first. And then the next day, remember the next day, it went from 4 million to like, what, 45 million, like the next day?
Yeah.
So like, it was that next day, and I was on stage, and I said, someone said, Alex Jones. And I said, dude, when I found out he owed 4 million, I was fucking flabbergasted. And then the next day, it went to 45 million. I'm like, wait a minute, it went from 4 million, 40, and then that was before it went to a billion. Like, what? What the fuck is going on?
And they have news articles going, Jones says he won't pay. I don't have $1 million in the bank. I'm down to like $200,000. I don't judge myself by money. I got a house, car. I never tried to make money. So it's like this big joke. They're like, we're going to get every dime. I'm like, no, you're not. But that just shows the delusional stuff, because I don't have it. So it's like saying, you're going to give us, we will get. The lawyers are like, we will get all $1.5 billion and he will pay it. I'm like, you'll never get it because it doesn't exist.
But was it true that they were going to like start, they do with like child support. They have access to your revenue and they just pull it.
Yeah. Yeah. And
is that real?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was here today. Because I keep my guns here, which I don't even ever use them. I love guns, love Second Amendment, but it's not that big a deal. So I have all these guns here. So I'm chronicling. I'm like, yeah, these guns are all, I'm going to turn my guns over. I got two cars. They're going to get one of my cars. Have it all. It's all a big joke. Because it means nothing. Free speech means everything. But the show stays on the air under Chapter 11, Subchapter 5. And I can go, I've got offers from more than 7 or 8 groups, huge deals. You can be employed by somebody, you get paid, whole nine yards. I got that, but I love my crew. I love my operation. And so they see it as some victory to take down InfoWars. So just as a joke, I'm just going to not give up and just stay here at InfoWars. So it's actually hilarious.
And now you're even freer. Now you're like, okay, let's do this shit, right? Or do you feel like that fake ass lawsuit is going to handcuff you now?
Well, no, they always lied and said, I got famous off Sandy Hook, barely ever talked about it. They admitted they hired a PR firm out of New York that does the UN's PR firm when Trump won. So they made me the Sandy Hook guy, took stuff I said out of context, blew it up, said they're victims to attach themselves to me for fundraising. And then they did these rigged lawsuits and got defaults with controlled judges in Democrat Party jurisdictions. And so, okay, great. You stole these trials. You did all this. All this money you say is not there. The joke's on them. So it's just a complete joke. It's a complete fraud. It's like funny to me. Oh, I got like 3 gun safes with guns I haven't touched in 5 years. Here, have them. Oh, I got 2 cars. Have the other car. But under state law, I keep my house. I keep my car, my wife, my children. We all love each other. We're happier than ever. And, you know, I was talking to like a top Republican patriot who's a household name. And he was a month ago at this meeting with 100+ members of Congress, senators and House members. And they all agreed Alex Jones is right. And Alex Jones told the truth. And Alex Jones is a great patriot. So intellectually, culturally, I'm richer than anybody has ever seen. And I'm dominating when it comes to promoting freedom. So I don't give a rat's ass if these people think taking money away from me does something. Once the verdict got above like $5 million, it might as well have been $80 trillion, $578 trillion, quadrillion. None of it means anything. And that shows the joke of these people. They want to make it this big number that scares everyone. Oh, you better not promote freedom. You'll get $1.5 billion judgment. That only made us bigger. I get more love than ever. Let me tell you, when Trump got elected, if I went down to downtown Austin, I'd shake 20, 30 hands and somebody throw a cup of coffee at me or hit me in the face or attack me. Man, I go downtown now. My dinner's bought. Everybody loves me. I've been made the ultimate the ultimate villain. And it does nothing. So, no, this is blown up in their face, man. So if I'm patient zero for censorship, the system is so hated, the system is so disliked and so demonized that they've screwed the pooch, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, have you been vindicated by people who weren't even red-pilled, but the people who were red-pilled, everybody in the red pill community, not red pill like conservative, red pill like Matrix, like you're awake. Not woke, awake.
Yeah, not woke, not right wing or left wing, awake to the BS.
Yes. But a lot of people that were awake to the BS, you don't trust anybody. You know, and everyone's saying, oh, he's controlled opposition. Hey, he's controlled opposition. People think Joe Rogan's controlled opposition. People think Alex Jones is controlled opposition. People, when they started, and I'm like, I don't know, shit. I don't know who to trust. Fuck, everyone's lying. Nothing but lies. Man, they're sending agents, undercover agents. He's a shill. Don't believe him. He's a shill. He's going to drag you in and then give you, you know. So you don't really know until someone accuses you of being a government shill, then it's like, oh, okay, I got to rethink all these other guys because they're thinking I'm a government shill.
Let's explain that.
I'm the only one that knows the truth. So I'm like, oh shit. So now like the people who thought you were controlled opposition, like all the shit that you're going through, it's almost like it's vindication because there's no way you would be controlled opposition and and then they put you through this shit. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. But I'll be honest with you. Here's how I'm controlled opposition. I'm not consciously controlled opposition. I tell the truth. I love freedom. I love everybody. I love humanity. I love families. I love everybody. But the media can create an archetype or a straw man of who you are. And if you don't have a voice still, they can steal your identity and create this character that they say you are. And so even though it's not you, Eddie, they've got this thing they've created that is you. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's fucking brilliant, man. Controlled opposition that knows the whole picture isn't as convincing as controlled opposition that thinks they're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? So
exactly. So I'm not stupid enough to lie and say I've never been used as control opposition, but I didn't do it consciously. And people getting conned by that, it's not my fault. You're being conned.
Yeah.
I'm not controlled opposition. I'm real, but I'm not perfect. So if you're getting conned by what they misrepresented me as, that's on you.
Yeah. And you know what? There was because you started blowing up during George W., like really George W. is when you started peaking, right? And that he was a Republican. So you're
well, exactly. Timeline, that's what scares him. Most people peak once or twice. I peak like 10 times.
Yeah.
So that's why they're so scared is that I'm not even trying to be huge. I'm just trying to tell the truth. And we keep peaking and peaking and peaking and peaking. And we just keep doing it. And so they're like, what are we going to do? We'll just call them controlled opposition.
Yeah. But going back to your timeline, when you the first big peak was during George Bush, you're crushing 9/11, all that shit was going down. So the communists, they liked the fact that they had a guy here, Alex Jones, bashing the Republicans. So
yeah, well, let's start over.
They liked that, right?
I covered Waco, interviewed the victims. That was big, but small compared. And then Bohemian Grove exploded. So kind of like, here's the Davidians. That was this big. I've been on air for years before, but here's the Davidians. There's this big. And then Bohemian Grove's this big. And then 9/11's this big. And yeah, I'm at Martin Sheen's house. I'm having dinner with Brad Pitt. And,
they love you. Hollywood loves you at that point because you're so against the right, right? You were so
against Sean Penn, all of them. So I'm at these parties. Jennifer Aniston's there. All this is going on. I don't know what's going on. They're like, oh, you hate the Republicans. We love you. We want to make movies with you. This is 20 years ago. This is 21, So exactly. I didn't even know what I got into. I was like, I'm against war. I'm against tyranny. I'm against torture. Well, oh, but you're against, they were so one-sided or so simple. They're like, well, you don't like George W. Bush. Yeah, we love you. And I wasn't calculating. I'm like, yeah, I'm against this war. They lied about WMDs. So suddenly I'm in all these houses in Hollywood. They want to give me movies and I'm meeting with, Sumner Redstone and all this other stuff. And I was like, well, I don't like this. I pulled out of that.
For all your 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu merchandise, please visit 10thplanetjj.com/shop. We also got a Look Into It t-shirt that just dropped. Thank you very much for your support.
And then the left still loved me, but the right wing still loved me. It was this weird paradox. And then
Obama gets in.
Obama.
And you went after Obama. And that's when they turned on you.
Yes, that's when they turned on me. But I wasn't, Eddie, you know me. I knew you back then. I wasn't calculating any of this.
No, you were.
I mean, this wasn't like some plan.
Yeah, they forget how anti-Bush you were. You know what I mean? That's anti. You weren't. It wasn't about the Republican Party or the Democrats. It was just about who was running the country and the corruption that we're involved in. That's, you were into exposing that. And 9/11, that was just like beyond corruption. 9/11 was like, that's like World War II. It was epic. And it didn't matter who was president, whether he was Republican or Democrat, if somehow the administration had something to do with it, we should know about it. And you were all over that shit.
Absolutely. So I never calculated any of this, and I'm not calculating it now. I try to tell the truth, and that's it. And whatever happens, happens. So that's my calculation. That's my big master plan. And all the lawsuits, it's like, show us the master plan. Show us who tells you what to say. And it's like, we didn't talk before we did the show. We're just up here talking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it's some, like what Kanye was saying about the fact that he has so much money that he's able to say whatever the fuck he wants, even if they took like however many billions from him. What did they take? 2 billion from him, but he still had 500 million left. He says something like that, right? It's almost like people, they doubt that the billionaires are legit because, oh, you're a billionaire. You're a deep state. You can't be a billionaire if you're not deep state. and then you have you know, the thought that maybe that's why they're all billionaires is because they're the only ones that have the power. They have the money to say whatever the fuck they want. They got security teams that they're paying $2.3 million a year just to be around. You know what I'm saying? You got, yeah. you got $1 billion. You got a security team. You don't want nobody telling you what to do. You don't want to be controlled by nobody. Yeah, maybe, like you're a billionaire and you like you owe money. Like really? It maybe that's what it is. Maybe it takes like people that have so much money that still have.
But then the larger question is, why are the globalists trying to give us shots that make us sick and kill us? Why do they think there's too many people? Who is telling them to kill people? And why do they wreck their whole New World Order plan for world government to kill people? Because Fauci and Bill Gates and the UN are screwed. The big pharma manufacturers have criminal investigations. All these scientists coming out, the whole world waking up. Why'd they do it? Well, why does a child molester kidnap a kid? They can't help it. Why Jeffrey Dahmer kidnap people and torture them? They can't help it. And so really at the end of the day, we're up against a bunch of psychos.
Yeah. Yeah. And psychos are very untrustworthy and backstab each other. So it just seems like, really does seem like the Great Awakening is going to overtake the Great Reset, you know, because a lot of layers of the Great Reset are in motion. I mean, when you keep hearing that, like Bill Gates owns all this farmland, that's pretty fucking scary. Bill Gates owns like a large percentage of farmland. Is that?
And he's got big plans because
how is that?
They're banning farmers and ranchers all over the world to cut off food, saying cows and trees are carbon, so they're bad. The whole leftist movement, I'm for real environmentalism, has nothing to do with that. It's all about cutting off carbon when we're carbon-based life forms, Eddie.
Yeah, obviously, the climate change move and the Paris Accords and all that. Obviously, that's some kind of fraud, some kind of money laundering scheme. They create the problem, get everyone to believe that the ozone.
And now we're going to track you with your phone, what you buy and what you do to save the earth.
To save the earth.
For surveillance.
How crazy is that? To save the fucking earth, man. I mean, people are like eating that up. But hopefully not enough are believing that shit anymore. I mean, fuck, it's so hard for people to admit they were wrong, man. It's fucking hard, man. That's the hardest thing. It's like, you can't see the bullshit in the climate change. You can't see that, man. Like they really care about the fucking climate. Oh, they're so concerned with it. They're just going to shut down the world for the climate. The climate's so
well, they said the ice caps would already be melted.
Yeah.
They said we'd have 3 feet of water on the coast, but they're all buying houses right at sea level on the beach. It's all BS on record. And they want to restrict you if you question COVID shots or you question their climate policies. There's this whole thing they want to shut you down saying. And whether I'm right or wrong, whether I'm saying the truth or not, which I'm trying to tell the truth, I'm not perfect. People have a right to hear it because they have a right to hear it. People have a right to listen to what they want. Because people think when you censor somebody, you're censoring them. No, you're really censoring your right to hear the truth of what's being said.
Man, how crazy is it that you think you'll get back on Twitter?
You know, Elon Musk uses me as the bad guy. So he's bringing back all these other great people and doing a great job exposing Twitter files. And then he uses me as well. But I won't bring back Alex Jones. So I'm being used as the excuse for him to bring back freedom. So I'm happy for that to happen. I don't really care about Twitter. I was never that good at Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter. I got off Twitter a couple years ago. Same thing with Facebook. I'm still on Instagram. I got a business to run, you know, so I still, you know.
But Eddie, you should use every venue you can. Even if they try to censor, you should use all those venues.
I don't even give it, like, it wasn't about, like, being censored. It was just like, I don't need this shit anyways. It's not good for you. Social media ain't good.
You know what I saw on Instagram?
One is enough. Instagram is good. If I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook all day, just fuck. Like, choose one. Jump on it every now and then when you're in line, fucking DMV or whatever. You know what I mean?
No, that's the thing.
But like having four or five platforms all over the fucking place, that's not good. That can't be good.
Well, it's like we have InfoWars.com. We have Bandai Video. Exactly. People have to know where InfoWars is. They want to hear the regular show and know what's going on.
Yeah, no, I get it. You got to have a little bit. You know, I have a website. I'm on Rockfin. You know, I don't know how this podcast survives on iTunes, but I'm on iTunes too. I'm like, how come they don't censor iTunes? Like, how are these, how is iTunes different than YouTube? Because you say one thing wrong on YouTube, boom, you got a strike, dude.
The truth is, I'm married to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
DeGrasse. I love Neil deGrasse. Hey, Kibler, are you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, he's asleep. He's taking a nap.
No, I'm not sleeping. I'm
not. Hey, can you find that? Is there easy access to that Neil deGrasse Tyson clip where he's on a radio show and the host asked him what gravity is and he was like,
find it.
I don't know. Gravity,
I'll find it out. Let me mute.
You have a crew member named Hitler.
Hibbler.
Hibbler.
With a B, like boy.
Who's that guy with Eddie? He's named Baby Hitler?
No, he's not Baby.
Hibbler. Hibbler with a B.
Hibbler. Like Hibbler. All right.
We got some other dates.
I'm not being mean. My ear's going out. I thought you said like Baby. I'm sorry, Baby Hitler.
Baby Hibbler.
No, Baby Hitler.
Hey, Sam, what are the other dates?
I don't want him to beat me up. I didn't mean that bad. Hibbler.
With a B, like boy. Hibbler.
Dude, Hibbler.
You got Hitler on your mind, dog. Damn.
Well, Hibbler sounds like Hitler.
Here goes. Check this out. What is gravity? Look at your boy, Neil deGrasse.
What is gravity?
You have no idea. Okay, next question.
Wow.
No, here's the difference. We can describe gravity. Okay. We can say what it does to other things. We can measure it, predict with it.
No, you can't.
When you start asking, what it is, I don't know.
You don't know, dog. You don't know. What do you think about that?
I think there is a electrochemical magnetic pull of larger masses to smaller masses.
How do you prove
what
that?
You call the gravitational pull.
How do you prove that? I had enough of him, Hitler. We got Alex Jones on the goddamn podcast. Oh man. So who do you think's gonna run against it if Trump runs, assuming Trump gets the Republican nomination, who do you think it's gonna be? You think they're gonna pull Joe Biden and throw Hillary in or Michelle Obama?
That's a really good question. I think they're trying to warm up the American psycho, Governor Newsom. You know, people think they aren't. They've got him in the waiting. Kamala's an empty suit. So is Joe Biden. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I think a Republican gets in because the power structure knows nobody's going to buy it in 2 years. They don't want Trump. So who knows who it's going to be. But we'll definitely be watching it and tracking all of it, Eddie.
You think there's a possibility that Hillary will run?
No, she's done. She's super unhealthy, says Bill. She'd like to, but I don't think we're going to see Hillary ever again.
Yeah, it seems like Gavin Newsom would be a good candidate because, I mean, that guy just, he fits the mold, that Pelosi mold, you know?
So let's look at this real quick. Head of German state restricts hot water in shower to 2 minutes amid energy crisis. InfoWars was right about again. World Economic Forum is coming for your car. Anti-chippers are the latest group of awful people to know how to worry about, as the troubling times have already encumbered us with enough challenges. So we have this whole world government coming in to shut off our resources and selling us on this tyranny. We need to unify against the globalist, against the deep state, against their programs, and not just be against forced injections and not just be against lockdowns, but be against their carbon taxes and everything they're doing, Eddie.
Yeah. You know, the reason they're able to get away with so much deception in the media is from Obama signing the Smith-Modernization Act. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, basically, like right here, Smith-Modernization Act of 2012, basically is true or false. It basically makes it legal to propagandize American citizens. True?
That's right. And folks don't have to read the bill. They can look up mainstream articles. Obama legalizes domestic propaganda. And that's what they've been doing ever since. They've used weaponized mind control against the public.
How come this isn't talked about more? I mean, this is it right here. This is basically it. This basically gives the media and government the basically the permission to lie to the people about anything they want.
It gives them the blank check. Look up Obama legalizes domestic propaganda, and people can see the articles. There's the actual bill, and that's what I'm talking about. If people want to be schmucks, they want to be con, they want to be destroyed, they want to be part of this, then that's their choice. But this is where we are. This is where the world is today, and this is the reality.
How does something like that get passed? How come no one stopped that shit? I mean,
have you seen the clip of Pelosi like 15 years ago when the Congress legalized insider trading and 60 Minutes asked her about it? She says, okay, what's wrong? Big deal. So they do whatever they want. They're above the law. They see us as when a rich globalist that's stolen all this money drives down a road and sees families at a gas station or an airplane fly above or a family fixing a flat tire, they see you as scum. They've already stolen the world. And they see you even being there, that they've got to somehow provide a culture or civilization for you as fraud. They want to kill you. And until people get wise to that, and all the millionaires and billionaires that play along with it, realize the globalists will kill you too. There could be two globalists. Everybody else has been killed in the future. In a room together, they'll try to kill each other for power. They're not human. They're not supporting what we're doing. They need to be stopped. And that's what I'm saying.
That was beautiful, Alex. I'm going to let you go now. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you very much for taking this time. You know, you're a fucking legend. And
well, you're a legend, brother. And look, I hope you got what you want. I've been up since 5 a.m. Did a lot of stuff here on air. But I hope you got some good interview here.
Oh, dude, this was amazing. I love it.
I thought you wanted 2 hours.
You want to still keep going? You look a little tired.
I'm not stopping. Give me some other topics.
The Balenciaga stuff, all that satanic pedophilia stuff on Balenciaga, is that spreading over to Gucci too? Because I haven't really been paying attention. I knew.
It's coming out that basically a lot of the big fashion brands, I don't know about Gucci, are basically sex trafficking operations. And you've seen all these big fashion heads busted doing this. Absolutely. I mean, these are soulless people, man. You're a dad. You've got a wife. You've got kids. You're satisfied. So am I. I've got a wife. I got kids for 2 marriages. Obviously, I'm not attracted to kids, but I'm not like some screwball that wants that. These people have nothing. They're totally empty and they're totally degenerate. They've got billions of dollars and all this power, and all they can do is what's naughty. And so the Balenciaga, all of it, that's what I wanted to say when I first came on getting serious, is Eddie, you're vindicated. The whole power structure is coming down. Nobody believes anything they're told. I'm vindicated. Joe's vindicated. Joe did a great job exposing COVID and all the great stuff, love him to death. So did Tucker Carlson. And so did Donald. You know, so many people have told the truth. We've been vindicated. And the power structure is going down. The question is, what are we going to build on the other side of it? That's really the big question we've got, brother. So I'm ready to hit all the topics. Let's go 2 more hours.
I see that there are, like, Hollywood's demonized that people on the inside, and I know a few people on the inside, they won't dare say anything red-pilled at all. As a matter of fact, they go out of their way to say some blue-pill shit just to make sure, you know, no one suspects anything, because in certain...
Oh, yeah, it's a total cult, but the converse is one of the most awake groups is inside Hollywood, because most of them aren't pedophiles, most of them aren't devil worshipers, but they're having to submit and say the things that get along with it. I totally agree.
Yeah, crazy.
And so
shit.
I see Ye, even though I disagree with some of what he did and how far he went, that's his protest being as radical as he can.
Yeah, and now we're learning that we haven't been paying attention to local politics the last fucking 30 years. All the good people, and most people are good. They were enjoying their lives, you know, getting distracted with baseball and football. I'm guilty of that. Living there, you know, spending time with their kids, working. They really didn't have a few extra hours to research the truth and get to the bottom of shit. And they're not even paying attention. And, you know, they're those type of people that don't pay attention. And then there's the type of people that don't pay attention because they just don't believe anything. You know, they're like, oh, they're like black. I think they're called doomers or whatever. They believe it's all rigged. Everybody's bought and sold. They're not paying.
And that's not true. And the problem is what I'm saying listening is, to them.
But hold on real quick. But what I'm saying is the controllers, whatever you want to call them, Illuminati, deep state, they don't care if you're either of those that don't pay attention. Like you're with your kids and you're watching baseball and football. You're not paying attention to how they're ripping you off. Or you were paying attention. Now you don't believe anything. And now you're not paying attention because you just, either way,
Eddie, for the controllers. They want you to give up. They want you to give up.
Yes.
Or they want you to be totally asleep.
Yes.
And they don't want us to be awake. And we make a better world by being awake.
Yeah.
And by admitting what's going on.
Yeah. So for the people out there that think it's just all rigged and nothing matters and they're not paying attention.
No. I know you're real. I know you're real. I know Joe's real. I know Tucker Carlson's real. We're changing the world together, brother. We're having a lot of big effects together for the future. And so, no, humanity is actually turning things around. Good things are happening. People need to know that.
Now, Tucker Carlson, like, how does that work? Because for sure, like, Fox was, like, the only conservative outlet out there. And then the Bushes were conservative. So it was already hijacked. It was all rhino-based. You know, Fox was like how does, because how does Tucker go from being, like, you know, in the system with Fox, and then is he awakening himself? He's like, he's legit awakening. Like, he was part of the controlled opposition that Fox is, but are people within Fox able to wake up? Are they able to wake up within Fox?
Let me tell you, he's always been a patriot. He's always been awake. He wasn't able to go there, but as soon as the system gave him a shot to tell the truth, and as soon as the system realized they're losing, they've begun to acquiesce and surrender to us. So we're already gaining control. Now we've got to build the new world.
A lot of
that's why I get frustrated with Joe when he did the interviews. He helped put a nail in the lockdowns and the tyranny as a superstar that I admire so much. Then he pulled back at that moment where he could have done all the other big issues when he had it in his hands. And so I'm saying, everybody's got to keep pushing, because it's not enough to defeat the globalist and then kind of leave them out there regrouping. You can't just defeat the evil and then step back. We've got to then be the leaders. That's what I'm saying.
So the latest celebrities to start to awaken, Bill Maher was one of them, correct? Who else?
Yep.
Who are the ones that are like, oh shit, they're coming out and with some common sense type shit. Like, it was Bill Maher. Who else?
Dave Chappelle's been trying.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle a little bit too, right? Yep.
Because
he's been hanging out with Joe, and you know, Joe's been he's been awake, you know.
Yeah, so that's basically
vaccine.
That's basically what I'm saying is that it's not like there's some conglomerate or some order we're getting. We just want a future for our kids. And so all of us that don't play ball with the system and don't buy, I remember Joe sent me like a year and a half ago, he goes, look at this bullshit story. And I looked at it. It was a Rolling Stone article with a bunch of people with masks on and coats on. And Joe said, what do you see that's wrong? And I called him and I said, and you were in the text too, but I said, it's winter, but we're actually in July. And that's a stock photo. And they're wearing coats. He goes, exactly. And it turned out it was a fake story. Nobody was sick from ivermectin in Oklahoma. There wasn't thousands in the hospital. There wasn't hundreds of dead. And I could see that. You could see that. But Joe saw it with a big audience and told people, so it had a big effect. And so all I'm saying is don't stop there. See all of the BS. Because even though you think Alex Jones knows stuff, I saw that Rolling Stone headline. I'm like, well, what is it? I had to look at it for like 2 minutes. I go, wait a minute. They're wearing coats. They're wearing masks. This is July. And we know, and I went and checked, I called people in Oklahoma, I checked the news, nobody was in the hospital with ivermectin. And I called Joe, I go, yeah, nobody's in the hospital with ivermectin. And they say the hospitals aren't doing this, it's fake. He goes, yeah, but They're wearing coats, Alex. They're wearing coats and all lined up. And I'm like, oh my God, Oklahoma's 105 degrees in July. So Joe immediately just said, oh, they're wearing coats in July. This is fake. Whereas I was like, well, let me call the hospital, see what Joe's saying. Let me find out. So what I'm saying is we all have our own ways of seeing things. We have to start doing that more.
Yeah, you know, and there's so many layers. You can't throw out all the layers that people all at once. When people start to awaken, they awaken to one layer. And they're like, oh, shit, look at this bullshit. This is blatant bullshit. And yeah, you can say, but everything else is bullshit too. You could say that and turn them off, or just little by little, let them figure out the next layer of bullshit, and then the next layer, and little by little, let them, don't push them too hard, unless they want it, because some people just say, tell me everything, you know what I mean? Some people, they realize they've been bullshitted on one layer, and then they want to know all the other shit. And other people, they're like, okay, this is bullshit, but all that other stuff is still true. And you're like, no, that one's bullshit.
I agree. So, Eddie, let me ask you this. You were really prominent with a huge podcast 5-6 years ago. And about 3 years ago, you kind of went away for a year or two. What made you come back?
Well, you know, I've been following you for so long. And the New World Order has always been something that, they've always admitted. I mean, George Sr. admitted that the New World Order was new, was real. He said it in like a union of the
big speeches.
Yeah, State of the Union address. So, then the mainstream media is denying it. So that made it even scarier. And you know me, I've been a conspiracy theorist forever, following you, following.
Yeah, it's weird when they're announcing it all, and then you talk about it, they go, that doesn't exist. Yeah.
So when they fucking pulled the lockdown shit. All that shit went down, man. I was like, I try to warn you motherfuckers. I was on the biggest fucking show, JRE podcast. How many times did I do that? I've done that like 83 times. I was talking mad shit. People would never talk that shit back then. I was talking mad shit. They labeled me as a fucking loon. People thought I was out of my motherfucking mind. And I said it over and over, argued with Joe many times on his podcast.
But you're vindicated right? Now. You're vindicated yeah. Now.
So when the lockdown happened, I never saw it as a real like pandemic. It was like it's the flu. People were dying and people had a virus or however they were dying. They were dying the same way people died with the flu. They just hijacked the name. It was a brilliant scamdemic. That's what it was, a scam fucking demic. So when that shit happened, I was like, dude, I'm gonna lay low, dog. This is fucking crazy. This is the New World Order has made its move. It was so obvious. They made its move. You could see it.
And the good news is we've pushed back and now they're being fully exposed. And now the top trend on Twitter is arrest Fauci. That is super exciting. So exactly. We've been through hell, but now we're fighting back. We didn't give up. And we're here with Eddie Bravo on his amazing podcast, broadcasting from the moon.
So I was just like, you know what? I don't know, dude, they shut down my business worldwide was shut down. They shut down everything. They fucking burned down one of my schools during the riots and all that shit. So I thought, you know what? I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do. Are they gonna Gestapo shit? Are they gonna fucking, what are they gonna do? They're gonna, I didn't know what the fuck was gonna go on. How strong?
And I agree, and they're getting ready for new lockdowns, and Bill Gates is drilling for a new viral release. So we've gotta get ahead of this. We've got to keep pushing now because they want us to fall asleep after we expose what they did. We need to be pushing harder than ever. That's why your show is so incredibly important, Eddie. That's where they can find my forbidden show at Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show, and all the other great Infowars shows and Man.Video, because this is a historic time. And, you know, I'm just so thankful to know you, brother, and I love you. And when are you coming back to Austin next?
No plans as eventually. You know, there's a lot of big jujitsu things happening out there. I got a few schools out there as well. I'll eventually be back, but no plans as of yet. When's the next time you come to LA?
Whenever you want, man. About to see.
So you're doing your show just like you've always done. Nothing has changed. You do a show every day, right? Nothing's changed.
Yeah, I'm in corporate bankruptcy, but not liquidation, reorganization, and I'm in personal bankruptcy. Because they lie about all these hundreds of millions of dollars I have, and I'm just doing all that. And we're more influential than ever, bigger audience than ever, They've not stopped anything. We're totally real McCoy, 100% authentic, maverick to the maximum. And I actually love what I'm doing. I'm happier than ever. And I expect, I'm surprised I'm not dead or in prison. So this is all just a cakewalk, actually. Knock on wood. You know, I love God and love my family and love my friends. And I know I'm over the target. I know I'm telling the truth. I made mistakes, but got like a 98% accuracy rate. And so I'm just blessed to be here with you, brother. Every day above ground is a good day.
Absolutely, man. I would love to see a video, some documentary with all the things you predicted and then, you know, a new segment proving that you were right. I mean, that would last like 5 hours.
Well, I'm just blessed to talk to you. And again, my jokes about Joe and Lex Friedman were a total joke for Joe to see, hopefully later. I was just having some fun. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on. And please come on again very, very soon, my friend, because we really, really appreciate you. People can find all the forbidden information at Infowars.com/show. And the good news is they're talking about prosecuting Fauci. The fact that the shots are poisonous, it's all coming out, man. So congratulations on all your success, too. People talk about Eddie Bravo everywhere. And I've known you 20 years or whatever, but, man, you are really kicking ass, and you've got your students and adherents all over the place. So it's beautiful, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you for doing the show. I'll talk to you soon, and have a great evening.
Bye, con Dios, Eddie Bravo.
See ya.
The Jiu-Jitsu Dojo is the ultimate training ground for life. Jiu-Jitsu will accelerate the evolution of your being, your consciousness, your soul. Through this amazing art, you will prove to yourself that you can master anything you set your mind to.
Happy birthday, Eddie Bravo.
I leave for Brazil tomorrow.
I'm Naruto Abu Dhabi.
Are you the Fear Factor guy?
I'm like 6 pounds over. Time to sweat it out.
Just imagine someone that has no idea how different your game is.
I'll tell you what this weekend was, man. It was a culmination point where all your hard work comes to like one great moment in time. You showed that you're a fucking champion, guy who goes against convention. You created your own shit and figured interesting ways to get around problems in jiu-jitsu. And shows you that great things are possible if you work hard, if you dedicate yourself and you use your creativity and you push through, your own human potential just goes up.
My 10th Planet Association has grown rapidly to over 70 academies worldwide, and their curriculums are all synced to 10th Planet headquarters located in downtown Los Angeles. I'm Eddie Bravo. I hope to see you on the mats.
You can tell it's real because it looks so fake.